Today on the podcast, we're talking about how Elon Musk is trying to raise $4.3 billion in equity for XAI. We're going to talk about potentially why that is and what it means for you. So before we get into that, Jaden, why don't you tell them about our school community?
Yeah, every single week, Jamie and I record a video breaking down how we're using AI in our own personal businesses. We have over 350 members, and we would love to have you as one of them. This week, we broke down exactly how we're using a specific software to send out email newsletters and get a really high open rate. So in the past, I've used one particular software. I had like a 5% open rate, switched the exact same email list to a new software and got it up to like 20% open rate. And that is on a massive email list of over 80,000 people, close to 100,000. So there's a whole bunch of tools and tips we break down this week, but for the last 50 weeks, over a year, we've been making these videos. So there's so many, it's just jam-packed with videos that break down exact softwares, tools, workflows, and how we're using AI to grow and scale our businesses and careers. So if you're interested in that, go check out the school community. There's a link in the description. We would love to have you as a member and help grow and scale your business. All right, let's get into what is going on with AI, because this is absolutely insane. The one thing I will say is that there's a couple different reports going on. So if you go look over at TechCrunch or Bloomberg, they're both reporting that Elon Musk is looking to raise about $4.3 billion. It's a new equity raise. And so this is what Bloomberg reported. This is in addition to the $5 billion that they are also trying to raise in debt funding. So combined, like a debt and equity, that's like $9.3 billion. So that is a lot of money. And that is all for XAI and also X, because XAI, his AI company, acquired X, formerly Twitter. So now it owns it. So it's kind of interesting because, their revenues get lumped together. All of a sudden, XAI gets all of X's revenue. So it's kind of interesting because it's just like the company just got massive. It's like his AI company just acquired one of the biggest social media platforms in the world. So it's turning into kind of this monster. But because of that, it has a ton of revenue. It has a ton of users. I think it's got some really great metrics. And so all of a sudden they're able to raise a lot of money and debt, which is probably going to help to fuel the growth of everything. But $9 billion, this is crazy. And this is after they raised $6 billion just in December. So December, $6 billion. 6 months later, they're going to raise another $9 billion because it has already spent most of or a lot of that $6 billion, which is absolutely crazy to me to think of just how much money they've put into AI.
Yeah, that's a crazy statistic. And in my mind, I'm like, what's his angle with this? Because I think of X, and now because it's XAI, I kind of lump those two together. What's his end game with XAI besides, sharing, maybe funny memes? It's a lot more than that. And I know, Jaden, you've used Grok for a lot of things besides just social media. What have you used Grok for, and what do you think Elon's angle is with this equity raise, and where's he going with his company?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a lot of money. I think one of the big things that that he's essentially trying to do is build out the compute and the data centers. It's so expensive, but he's done it in very sneaky ways. He's also building a bunch of new tools. So back in December, so previously Grok, which is their kind of competitor to ChatGPT, was using an AI image generation model called Flux. It's a pretty great model. But apparently they've come up with their own, they came up with their new model called Aurora. So they're building out kind of these new products. And if you think about it, you kind of have to think about where Grok is today and who the competitors are in the market, what they need to do. I think Elon Musk, he's got some, serious beef with Sam Altman. And so he needs to raise a ton of money to compete because Sam Altman has the head start. And remember, Sam Altman has ChatGPT for text, DALL-E for images. He's got Whisper for audio and transcription, and he's got Sora for video, and then he's got Operator for like this agent that's going around and doing things. That is such a good value proposition to get into an ecosystem, because I use the same ChatGPT account for all of those services and products, and I get so much value out of it. Do I love Grok? Yeah, I'm gonna be honest. My personal go-to AI chat today on my phone, I just have the Grok app. I like it. It does the reasoning better, I find, than ChatGPT. And I use Grok 3. I really like the results, the responses. I think it's great. I think ChatGPT is confusing. I honestly forget half the time what model I need to be using. That's like the best model for what. I just like that Grok is like one model, their newest model. And then you just have like a think button. Like, do you want it to think extra long and hard about your thing or not? So it's either think or not think. That's my only thing. Where ChatGPT, you got like seven different AI models drop down. And I'm like, do I want to use like O3 high compute for this task or like deep reasoning? And I'm like, what's the difference between high compute and deep reasoning and whatever? It's so annoying. So I like that for simplicity, and the results are great. So I think, and actually this is a really, really weird thing. I feel like, oh, it's just me because I like use Twitter a lot that I am like interested in it. I've talked to so many people, random people that are not into AI, and I ask them like, what like AI model do you use the most? And like, I think like 50% of the time, definitely it's ChatGPT. And like another 40% of the time, just random people I've talked to are like, oh yeah, I use Grok. And I'm like, how, why? Like, who told you to use Grok? If you're a developer, 100% you're using Claude. But like random normal people that are just using it like for asking questions, so many are using Grok. I think it must be spillover from Twitter, but I've been honestly like really surprised by that. Less people using Meta AI, but
I think, don't you think? I mean, one thing that was originally intriguing to me about Grok was that it could pull from Twitter or from X,
yes,
actual like real time news and feedback from what people are posting. And at the time, ChatGPT was like a year behind in its data. I mean, this was like a long time ago, but that was an original draw for me. But is that still maybe what you think is drawing that user base?
Honestly, I do think that is definitely a big value add. I'm just like curious, like where people like first hear about it. But yeah, no, I think that's a big value add. So right now, ChatGPT does have like, you know, the ability to search the internet. But a lot of times I'll ask questions and I'm like, hey, so like I was on a big long road trip recently. I drove to North Carolina. It was like 30 plus hours of driving that I did over 3 days. I did not have a lot of time. I was offline pretty much for most of that. And occasionally I would, you know, get sent a meme or see a video or like a thing like in the evening. And I was like seeing all this stuff with like Iran or like people saying it was World War III. And I'm like, wait, what's going on? And so, yeah, I would just ask Grok. I'm like, okay, what is going on with Iran right now? And it's like, oh, Israel launched like a bunch of airstrikes. Here's everything that's happening. This is what Twitter user or X users have been reporting, blah, 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 blah. And it was like so valuable that I didn't have to go on Google and try to search this up and go on a bunch of social media sites and search things up. It's just like, I'm on the go. I literally have 5 minutes to dedicate to anything because I got like 30 hours of driving. And in like 5 minutes, I can ask it the question and it will give me a full rundown on like something that happened hours ago. Like big major news events happened hours ago. This isn't on every news thing. This isn't on every place. This isn't all easy access to get, you know, information. So yeah, I do see that as a really valuable thing, is that it's got that exclusive data set with X that it can pull from and get really up-to-date information of like breaking, you know, events.
Yeah. I mean, I think that we're really just, I think that's a great point. I think we're also only really discussing a small part of what his, you know, long-term goal is. I mean, AI, I think, and robotics already go hand in hand. I think moving forward with, you know, even the self-driving automobiles or robotaxi or whatever he does, AI will be crucial moving forward in development of new hardware and stuff like that as well. So,
yep. So really, XAI said that they're pretty confident. They have a $5 billion in a bond and loan offering they're going to be getting from their kind of their bankers over at Morgan Stanley. So they got confidence they're going to be able to finance this financing round. A bunch of people that are briefed on it said, so they're going to be raising, you know, $5 billion in debt, $3.5 billion in equity raise alongside that. And that specifically is going to be used to build data centers. And essentially, they're just trying to compete with OpenAI. In the past, Sam Altman has said he's concerned that XAI is going to get access to more compute than OpenAI. So that's like one of his big like fears, and he's trying to work on it, which is kind of crazy. That's like Elon Musk started this company years later and he's worried that it's like going to be a huge rival, even though he was like years behind. They did a bunch of clever things. I think he was able to harness Tesla and SpaceX GPUs and resources to help stand up some of the stuff he needs. And then he just did a bunch of like kind of crazy innovative things to get his data centers up faster. So that is pretty crazy. But this new deal that's going on, essentially now pairing XAI with the social media company X, says that their new deal is now valued at $113 billion. So this is so much money for a company that came out of the woodwork like a year or two ago, is now worth $113 billion, probably one of the most valuable, becoming one of the most valuable private companies in the world. That's pretty crazy.
Yeah, that's insane. Well, if you enjoyed this episode, be sure to leave us a review. We really appreciate those. And also check out our school community, AI Hustle. We'll leave a link below if you're interested in growing your business with AI or even just making money with AI in general. That's a great place to be. And there's a lot of like-minded individuals there as well. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.